Chapter 21. Including Tranquility, there were only 5 independent, non-Edenist Bitech habitats to be found within the boundaries of the Confederation. After Tranquility, probably the most well-known or notorious, depending on your cultural outlook and degree of liberalism, was Valisk. Although they were both technically dictatorships, they occupied opposite ends of the political spectrum, with the dominant ideologies of the remaining 3 habitats falling between them a well-deserved mediocrity. Tranquility was regarded as elitist, or even regal given its founder. Industrious, rich, and slightly raffish with a benevolent, chic ruler, it emphasized the grander qualities of life, somewhere you aspired to go if you made it. Valisk was older, its glory days over, or at the very least in abeyance. It played host to a more decadent population. Money here, and there was still plenty, came from exploiting the darker side of human nature, and its strange governorship repelled rather than attracted. It hadn't always been so. Valisk was founded by an Edenist serpent called Rubra. Unlike Laton, who terrorized the Confederation 2.5 centuries later, his rebellion was of an altogether more constructive nature. He was born in Makan, a habitat orbiting Coestan, the largest gas giant in the Srinagar star system. After 44 years, he abandoned his culture and his home, sold his not inconsiderable share in his family's engineering enterprise, and emigrated to a newly opened Adamist asteroid settlement in Coestan's trailing Trojan cluster. It was a period of substantial economic growth for the star system. Srinagar had been colonized by ethnic Hindus in 2178 during the Great Dispersal, 116 years earlier. Basic industrialization had been completed, the world was tamed, and people were looking for new ways of channeling their energies. All across the Confederation, emerging colony planets were exploiting space resources and increasing their wealth dramatically. Srinagar was eager to be numbered among them. Rubra started with 6 leased interplanetary cargo ships. Like all serpents, he was a high achiever in his chosen field, nearly always to Edenist embarrassment, for so many of them chose crime. He made a small fortune supplying the Trojan cluster's small but wealthy population of engineers and miners with consumer goods and luxuries. He bought more ships, made a larger fortune, and named his expanding company Magellanic ITG, joking to his peers that one day he would trade with that distant star cluster. By 2306, after 12 years of steady growth, Magellanic ITG owned manufacturing stations and asteroid mining operations and had moved into the interstellar transport market. At this point, Rubra germinated Valisk in orbit around Opuntia, the 4th of the system's 5 gas giants. It was a huge gamble. He spent his company's entire financial reserves cloning the seed, mortgaging half of the starships to boot. And Bitech remained technology non grata for the major religions, including the Hindu faith. But Srinagar was sufficiently Bolshevik about its new economic independence from its sponsoring GovCentral Indian states, and energetic enough in its approach to innovation to cast a blind eye to proscriptions announced by fundamentalist Brahmins on a distant imperialist planet over 2 centuries earlier. Planet and asteroid governments saw no reason to impose embargoes against what was rapidly evolving into one of the system's premier economic assets. Valis became literally a corporate state, acting as the home port for Magellanic ITG's starship fleet, already one of the largest in the sector, and dormitory town for its industrial stations. Although Valis was a financially advantageous location from which Rubra could run its flourishing corporate empire, he needed to attract a base population to the habitat to make it a viable pocket civilization. Industrial stations were therefore granted extremely liberal weapons and research licenses, and Valisk started to attract companies specializing in military hardware. Export constraints were almost non-existent. Rubra also opened the habitat to immigration for people who seek cultural and religious freedom. possibly in reaction to his own formal Edenist upbringing.